You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon. The Path.
Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the path which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
The Path is a weekly audio podcast that will provide news and information about activities at St. Vladimir's, highlights from Divine Services, interviews with parishioners and visitors to St. Vladimir's, as well as Ask the Priest, questions and answers, and occasional commentary on relevant contemporary topics. Remember, send your questions to info@stvladimiraami.org. The name The Path was chosen to remind us that the path we choose in this life determines the path that leads to the next life, to paradise or destruction. A path is something that is rarely trod alone. We hope this will be a reminder to us all that we perish alone, but we are saved together. In other words, strengthening and supporting the parish family helps each and every one of us towards salvation. Transfiguration in Christ is a path we travel along together. It is our hope that this podcast facilitates that travel towards the heavenly kingdom for our parish family and those yet to join us. Welcome to The Path. Let us begin this edition of The Path with our weekly announcements. Please note that the Dormition Fast began on August 14th and continues through August 28th in preparation for the Feast of the Dormition of the Mother of God. Please also note that there will be no divine services at St. Vladimir's for vigil or divine liturgy for the Feast of the Dormition. Rather, as is our usual practice, we will join our sister parish, Dormition Cathedral in Ferndale, Michigan, for the feast day services there, which will be led by His Grace, Bishop Peter of Cleveland. Services and activities for this week at St. Vladimir's are Thursday, 6 p.m., vigil for the Dormition of the Mother of God at Dormition Cathedral. Friday, 9 a.m., Divine Liturgy for the Dormition of the Mother of God at Dormition Cathedral. Friday, 6 p.m., Vespers and Matins, All English Cycle. Saturday, 9 a.m., Divine Liturgy, All English Cycle. Saturday, 4 p.m., Reader's Training and Preparation for Vigil. Saturday, 5 p.m., Confession. Saturday, 6 p.m., Vigil. Sunday, 10 a.m., Divine Liturgy. St. Vladimir's has become a construction site. Excavation work on our new driveway, parking lots, and pole barn has begun, and there are lots of heavy equipment and construction materials in our fields. Construction materials and heavy equipment are huge temptations for the little ones. They would love to climb on it, play in it, and generally do all sorts of unsafe things with it. That is not their fault. They are children. But the adults, parents especially, but really all adults in the parish, need to keep an eye on the kids and make sure that they stay away from these potentially dangerous things. Please have a talk with your kids before you next come to St. Vladimir's and make it clear that they are to stay away. But adults, whether it is your child or not, please step in if a child is in a dangerous place. Thank you all for seeing to it that phase one of our project is positive and safe for all. Parking for the next two Sundays or more, we will let you know, will be on the big back grass lot. As mentioned, the construction of our new drive and parking is well underway. Part of the work that has to be done requires that the gravel lot be dug up. That, of course, means no parking there. If you want to drop someone off at the church, the asphalt drive will be open, and there will be handicap parking and drop-off access there, but no parking on the gravel lot at all. The kind folks at Daily Rain have agreed to let us access our grass lot through their driveway, two drives west of ours at 10,000 Jackson Road. Please be extra careful as you drive on the grass lot, but please park only on the grass, not on the gravel, for at least the next 2 weeks. We are streaming our divine services live over the internet. Please check the schedule of services on our homepage and then join us to listen online live. The link to the live stream is on the right side of the homepage with the other parish links. If you have technical problems, please email info@stvladimiraami.org and we will be happy to help you as best as we can to solve these problems. Please remember to volunteer early and often for our festival. Sign-up information is on our homepage. And please remember the reason for our festival. This is a missionary effort to bring those outside the church to the church and a great opportunity to build the bonds within our parish family by working together to accomplish something significant for God's glory. We need participants from St. Vladimir's for the Labor Day Cross Procession, the Walk of Life. Registration is open and registration information has been sent via our weekly email and it is on our homepage. More than 35 people have already registered from throughout the diocese, but very few from St. Vladimir's. Don't wait. Register today. Participation is limited, so do not wait. We also need volunteers from St. Vladimir's to help with the Labor Day Cross Procession. We need medical staff, people to help cook the food, people to drive the chase vehicles, and much more. Please contact Subdeacon Methodius Chwastik to volunteer. See Methodius this Sunday. This is happening. Please help to make our parish shine by volunteering today. Church school begins this year on Saturday, September 26th. A detailed schedule will soon be available, but we can say unquestionably that classes will begin at 5 p.m. with vigil to follow each Saturday at 6 p.m. More information will soon be available, including registration information, but for now, all parish parents of children age 4 to 13, please set aside Saturday afternoons and evenings this coming school year for church school and vigil. After the divine services, the most important ministry in our parish is our church school. Please join us. We can only make a first impression once. That is why it is so important, and the responsibility of each and every one of us, to warmly welcome visitors to our parish. Is the visitor not acting appropriately? Assure them that all will be fine and help them lovingly. Is the visitor's child fussy? Assure them that we welcome children in the church and not to worry. If they ask for a place to go to quiet the child, please point them to the nursery. Do not push them out the door. Does the visitor have questions? Answer them if possible, and if not, refer them to someone who can. A smile and a welcoming word can make the difference in someone's spiritual life, both in this life and the next. Please show love one to another so that people will know that we are Christ's disciples. We want to be known for our warm hospitality as was Abraham, but we all must work together to make our parish as welcoming as we possibly can. We have been using the same bilingual handouts for Divine Liturgy for several decades now. This is probably okay on some level, but we also have to admit that it's time for us to rework these, just a bit. If you like graphic design, and you feel strongly about reaching out to those new to our parish, this may be the volunteer opportunity for you. Please contact me if you would like to help. Your contributions will be most welcome. We are pleased to announce our marriage and family retreat this year will take place the weekend of October 24th and 25th. We are also pleased to announce that with the blessing of Bishop Peter, Archpriest David Moser will lead this retreat. Father David has been a priest and a family counselor for many years, and his insights from both his spiritual and secular work will benefit all our St. Vladimir's families. Please reserve the dates now for this retreat. Worried about how to deal with your kids at the retreat? Don't be. We will provide babysitting for free. Please plan to join us. More information will be coming soon, but for now, please save the dates of October 24th and 25th. As summer wanes, missionaries from various religions continue to appear at our homes. At St. Vladimir's, we have many pamphlets and booklets on the Orthodox faith that are free for anyone to take. These can be found at the back of the church near the main entrance doors. Please feel free to take information home with you to share with the missionaries that come to visit you. It seems only fair that if they want us to take their information, that we would offer them information about Orthodox Christianity in return. Many missionaries have found the Orthodox Church in this way. No one is mandated to do this, but if you would like to, you are welcome to. Please feel free to contact me with questions in this regard. Summer is a time when many people go on vacation, and often we are seeking something to read while we are on vacation. Why not help yourself spiritually and pick up a book from the kiosk or check one out from our parish library? We have wonderful resources for you. Please take advantage of these for your own spiritual growth. Please remember all our parish ill in your prayers. You can find a list of the sick, suffering, traveling, those seeking work, and the newly reposed on our homepage. This list is published every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and sent out in our Monday email. This fall is shaping up to be quite busy at St. Vladimir's. For that reason, we are going to move the way to after Nativity. This will give us a bit more time to get this all together, advertise broadly, and make this a wonderful offering that is positive for our parish and for those who will join us from without. But we still need your help. The Way is an introduction to Orthodox Christianity for those interested, and a great opportunity for those of us who are already Orthodox to learn more about our faith. People will be needed to help prepare meals, lead discussion groups at the Monday sessions, and help with logistics. First and foremost, we need a leader, someone to oversee the whole thing and organize the volunteers. This will be a great opportunity for our parish to introduce many new people to our Orthodox faith, if we do it right. And with God's help and our hard work, we will do it right. Please contact me if you can help, and especially if you are willing to be the leader. Please join us as we run the way. Please alert me to those who are sick or suffering or with other spiritual needs. I am happy to bring Holy Communion to the ill, bless homes, and to otherwise support our parish family in their time of need, but I can only act if you share the need with me. Do not hesitate. I am here to help. Please reach out today. Connect with our parish on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vkontakte, our Sound of the Parish blog, and via our website. All these efforts are undertaken on your behalf. Please utilize them and share them with friends so they too can learn about our parish family. Thus ends the announcements for the 12th week after Pentecost 2015. May the merciful Lord grant all a blessed and spiritually profitable summer. Commentary for the Path, August 27th, 2015. This is a very busy time of year for just about everyone. Those who have any connection to academics, from students to parents and from professors to teachers and other staff, are busy preparing for the start of the school year. Some of the private schools have already started. The public schools start on September 8th. Many universities start even before then. This is true, too, of theological education. As the dean of our diocesan seminary, I have been working somewhat feverishly to get our school ready to begin courses on September 14th as we transition to a new course delivery system. Our church school teachers met earlier this week as well, and we are also getting ready for church school to begin on September 26th. And when we speak about being busy, we have the Walk of Life coming up over the Labor Day weekend and our annual festival shortly thereafter, September 19th and 20th. And about half our parish property is under some sort of construction as we continue to work on phase one of our building project. Other than that, and serving the divine services, we all have a lot of free time. This sort of busy time can be very good for us, if we allow that. By this I mean that when we are engaged in spiritually profitable work, that can keep us from pursuing some of our less edifying habits. These habits tend to be different for everyone, so there is no need to give examples. You know yourself where your weaknesses are better than anyone else. Each of us has times in our life when we have to be busy, when we have to put other things aside and concentrate solely on attaining an important goal. That goal might be something like getting kids ready for school. It might be something else too, but each of us knows this feeling of having to put aside less necessary things to take care of something pressing and very necessary. When we have to focus like this, it is somehow easy for us to prioritize. The less important stuff gets put off until later, or perhaps never, and we get the stuff done that just has to get done. This is a good spiritual exercise for us, and we should really pay attention to the choices we make in such situations. This tells us a lot about what we value most, or perhaps better put, these sorts of times tell us what we value least, for these are the things that we put aside and do not return to until we have adequate time to address them. These things are not important enough for us to address during what we should probably call a crisis, a time of great busyness. How often we hear people say, "I am trying to find time for this or that." I often use this same phrase, "trying to find time." For whatever reason, I have realized in the last few months that this phrase is really quite weak. It is virtually empty. One might also translate this as, "If I can somehow find the time among the other things that I find more important, I will get to this thing, maybe, if I am not too tired and there is nothing else to do." So let's be honest. That's really a cop-out. As Christians, we say things like, "If I can find the time, I will pray. If I can find the time, I will prepare and partake of Holy Communion. If I can find the time, I will read the Scriptures. If I can find the time, I will read a spiritual book. If I can find the time, I will come to Vigil." I would like to submit to you that this is completely the wrong way to approach things that are a high priority for us. Now, if these things are not a high priority, that is another discussion altogether. Of course, they should be a high priority, since the Lord gives us this life to use it to attain salvation in the next life. So this tells us something about our priorities too. If these things are low priorities, we need to adjust what is important in our lives. And I urge you to talk to me if you are having trouble setting priorities. This is not easy. I struggle with this too. But with God's help, we can find the right path. We can find the right priorities. But let's get back to the little turn of phrase, find the time. If we are honest about this, and I think we should be, we really aren't going to find the time. That is a purely empty statement. There is no time left to find. We have filled our days and nights to the very brim. We cannot squeeze anything else into our lives, so we will never, ever find the time. Rather, I think we have to make the time. It would be good for us all to try to replace the phrase find the time with make the time. Something along the lines of, I will make the time to pray. I will make the time to partake of Holy Communion. I will make the time to read the scriptures. I will make the time to read a spiritual book. I will make the time to come to vigil, because all these things are important to me. And we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to not make these statements little lies we tell to ourselves to make ourselves feel better. We need to forget about finding time and set about making time for those things that are important for our salvation. We need to reorder our priorities to those of a Christian. Do we really need to watch 3 hours of television every night? Do we really need to spend hours on end on Facebook? Do we really need all these distractions, all this entertainment? I do not say that we need none of this. In fact, quite honestly, we do. We need to decompress, and we need to relax a bit. There is nothing wrong with this at all, but everything in moderation. I can only speak for myself when I say that I find reading spiritual books quite relaxing. I find saying my prayers a great way to decompress. And I find that when I put spiritual things first, everything else in my life tends to flow appropriately. But I don't always do that, so I can really empathize with those that struggle in this regard. The Lord calls us to this in the Gospel, and I'd like to share that short passage with you here. You can find this in the 6th chapter of Matthew and the 12th chapter of Luke. And I find that repeating this from time to time keeps me honest in this regard. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As we begin a new academic year, let's decide that we will do this, that we will seek the kingdom of God first. If we do this, with God as our helper, all the rest will take care of itself in an appropriate way. That doesn't mean that if we go to church on the weekend that we don't have to do our homework the rest of the week. But that does mean that if the Lord is helping us with our schoolwork, it is going to flow more smoothly. We succeed in our lives by our diligent efforts and God's grace. If either of these two things are missing, we will not find success in worldly or spiritual terms. Please don't vainly hope to find the time, but rather decide affirmatively to make the time. If we all do this for ourselves and for our parish family, we will tread the path of salvation in this life and attain it in the next. And as mentioned above, that's why the merciful Lord gave us this life. Please reach out to me with questions or concerns. It is not easy to live as a Christian, but if we all help and support each other, especially in our prayers for our parish family, we can find salvation together. May the Lord grant it. Join us again next week on The Path.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Path. We ask your prayers that we are able to publish this podcast weekly. We also ask your cooperation. If you are asked to interview for our program, please say yes. If you have ideas for interviews, please share those ideas with us, and please share this program with friends and loved ones. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.
We now present several highlights from the previous week's services. We hope you enjoy these and that you can be with us soon to participate in the beautiful divine services in person at St. Vladimir's.
Thou wast transfigured on the mountain of Christ God. Oh, into thy disciples thy glory as each one could endure. Shine forth thou, us who are sinners, all thy light ever and Through the grace of the Theotokos, all I fear glory to thee. Преобразился Сами и Синагоре Христе Боже, показав и учеником твоим славу твою, якоже Божаку, да воссияет и на грешный свет твой Христосущный молитвами Богородицы, Святодавче, слава тебе!
Воскресив небы, понюхши о
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.